The outlook darkens for Sino-Swearingen. Piper aircraft is rumored to be on the block. And an Apache is down in Baghdad, but the crew is safe. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, August 1st, 2007. Layoffs at Sino-Swearingen are fueling renewed rumors that continued production of the company's SJ-30-2 business jet is in jeopardy. Spokesman Mark Fairchild confirmed the news, but wouldn't say how many employees were furloughed. Quote, "We've had some restrictions throughout the company. We're trying to get streamlined," unquote. Two West Virginia newspapers say the number is about 77, with around 43 workers fired at the Martinsburg plant. The facility manufactures body components, including the fuselage, wings, and tail assemblies. The company's assembly plant and headquarters are in San Antonio. The Taiwanese government, which is the majority shareholder in the plane maker, has failed in its last two attempts to secure new investors for the Sino-Swearingen Aircraft Corporation. As ANN reported, about 100 Sino workers in San Antonio were laid off last August. Another 38 layoffs came in Martinsburg. Citing reports circulating at AirVenture last week, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association reports that Piper Aircraft may soon swap hands. AOPA says American Capital Strategies, the Maryland-based equity firm that has owned Piper the past 4 years, quote, may be shopping the company to prospective buyers, unquote. In response to the AOPA report, on Monday, Piper Aircraft spokesman Steve Johnston said the company would not comment, but he did little to quash the rumors. Quote, as we have said many times before, Piper is and will continue to be for sale under the right circumstances, unquote. According to the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, Piper sold 61 aircraft in the second quarter of 2007 for revenues of an estimated $46.4 million. That builds on the 43 sales and $32.5 million in revenue reported in the first quarter. Combined with Piper's partnership with Honda to assist in manufacturing the HondaJet, announced last year at AirVenture, Piper Aircraft today is a far more attractive potential purchase than it was 4 years ago. Stay tuned. An AH-64 Apache helicopter made an emergency landing Tuesday after coming under fire over eastern Baghdad. Media reports indicate the two crew members were safely evacuated. U.S. military officials said the helicopter was over the predominantly Shiite New Baghdad district when it came under small arms fire. The extent of the damage to the helo is not known at this time. The crew members were taken to a U.S. military hospital for evaluation. Tuesday's downing came hours after an MQ-1 Predator UAV crashed while landing Monday night at Balad Air Base. The unmanned aircraft was returning from an armed reconnaissance mission for coalition ground forces in the area. Both incidents are under investigation. On Tuesday, the National Transportation Safety Board recommended that the Federal Aviation Administration take additional steps to verify that commercial aircraft operators follow up on maintenance discrepancies through a comprehensive engineering evaluation. Those recommendations stem from the December 2005 crash of a Grumman G-73T Turbo Mallard operated by Chalk's Ocean Airways. The NTSB says that continued fuel leaks on the right wing, addressed at the time by applying sealants, quote, were repeated indicators of structural damage inside the right wing. The board says the recurring leaks should have tipped Chalk's employees to the looming structural failure that later brought the aircraft down in Government Cut near Miami, Florida. All 20 people aboard that plane were killed. Up next on ANN, NASA faces glitches with two upcoming launches. United Airlines pilots protest the company's executive compensation. And United reports no trouble filling pilot vacancies. You're listening to Aero News.
The new Piper Jet. Performance, comfort, capability, and no compromise. Cruise speed, 360 knots true. Range, 1,300 nautical miles. Full fuel payload, 800 pounds. Operating ceiling, 35,000 feet. Single Williams FJ44 3AP turbofan. Optional 7th seat or lavatory. Excitement level? Off the charts. Piper Jet speaks for itself. If it speaks to you, log on to Piper.com or call 866-FLY-PIPER.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, You'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ-2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
If you're fascinated by innovation and state-of-the-art technology, check out the Eclipse 500. To create the Eclipse 500, the company used innovations and business practices forged in the technology industry to drive down cost while increasing performance. Eclipse is applying innovation across every facet of its business to make the Eclipse 500 significantly safer, easier, and less expensive to operate than traditional business aircraft, and more efficient to certify and produce. Some of the groundbreaking innovations that the company is applying to the Eclipse 500 include friction stir welding, the Fostrex fire suppression system, electromechanical actuators, and digital electronics with integrated software.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero News Briefing for August 1st, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. With just a week before Endeavour's planned liftoff, NASA was analyzing a cabin leak in the space shuttle on Tuesday. The leak was detected over the weekend. NASA thought it fixed the problem by tightening a loose bolt, but testing on Monday night confirmed air was still escaping from the crew cabin. The glitch is now threatening Endeavour's scheduled launch coming up on August 7th. NASA announced another disappointment on Tuesday. Friday's scheduled launch of the Phoenix Mars lander aboard a United Launch Alliance Delta II rocket has been postponed 24 hours. The two available launch times are Saturday at 5:26 a.m. and 6:03 a.m. Eastern Time. NASA says a forecast for severe weather around the Kennedy Space Center has delayed fueling of the second stage. The $386 million Phoenix mission will attempt to drill the surface of the Martian polar region, looking for signs of water and life. If it doesn't launch in the next 3 weeks, the next time Mars will come within range won't be for another 2 years. United Airlines pilots plan to protest the rich compensation deals given company executives next week with an informational picket line at the Denver International Airport. The Airline Pilots Association, which represents United Pilots, is miffed that United's CEO got $40 million in salary, stock awards, and perks during 2006. Spokesman Dave Kelly says the executives are lining their pockets after pilots sacrificed more than $1.4 billion annually to help the company avoid liquidation. United also terminated its pension plans and reduced health care benefits. Last week, United reported a quarterly profit of $274 million. The informational picket line is planned by pilots on Monday from 10 a.m. to noon at DIA. United Airlines, meanwhile, says the pay earned by pilots under the current contract has been good enough to attract 1,000 applicants for 100 advertised openings. Airline officials told the Associated Press that the new hires could begin training in Denver as soon as October and could be flying by the end of the year. United is adding flights to both its domestic and international schedules. Still ahead, Bombardier's Learjet 60XR enters service. Sun and Fun will be a day shorter next year, and aircraft exporters sign an agreement on government subsidies. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Hey, this is Tom Gresham. You know, I am an aviation nut. I just love to fly airplanes. That's why I started a brand new TV series called Wings to Adventure. It's on the Outdoor Channel. Now, if you don't get the Outdoor Channel, be sure to call your cable system and tell them you want to see this thing, because we show airplanes in high definition. It is seriously cool. For more information, be sure to go to our website. It's wingstoadventure.com. That's wingstoadventure.com. We're on 3 times a week on the Outdoor Channel, so be sure to join us.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your aero briefing for Wednesday, August 1st, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. Bombardier announced on Tuesday its mid-size Learjet 60XR business jet entered service this week with Cloud 9 Aviation of Los Angeles. The milestone was celebrated with an employee delivery ceremony at the Learjet manufacturing facility in Wichita, Kansas. Bombardier says the jet just delivered is equipped with all the new features available, including a Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 avionics suite and a redesigned interior. As ANN reported, the first Learjet 60XR took flight in April 2006. Sun and Fun's Board of Directors has voted unanimously to shorten next year's event by a day. The 2008 fly-in will run from April 8th through the 13th. For the past several years, the annual Lakeland fly-in has ended with a half-day on Monday that culminates with an early afternoon air show. Next year's show will end Sunday instead. Sun and Fun Board Chairman Bill Eickhoff spun the change as a positive. Quote, from a financial standpoint, Sun and Fun was financially responsible for services that were being underutilized during that final half-day period, unquote. Sun and Fun President and Convention Chairman John Burton added, quote, not only will it make for a shorter workweek for our volunteers, but it will also let our exhibitors and volunteers know that we've listened to their comments and implemented their suggestion to eliminate the final half-day, unquote. We may finally see an end to the international bickering about government subsidies to aircraft manufacturers. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the world's major civil aircraft exporting countries have signed an agreement limiting government support for all types of aircraft. Spokesman Mark Duquesne of Montreal-based Bombardier Incorporated calls the pact excellent news. The company has often found itself in the middle of trade disputes between Canada and Brazil, where rival Embraer is based. Quote, we support the new accord. It means that the product will be sold based on quality and price and not on the level of government subsidies, unquote. Signatories to the agreement include Canada and Brazil, Australia, Japan, Korea, New Zealand, Norway, and Switzerland. The U.S. and the European Union have also agreed, so perhaps we'll see an end to the bickering between Airbus and Boeing as well. I know, don't hold your breath. Finally, Russia's Energia Rocket and Space Corporation has been Russia's largest provider of spacecraft in the post-Soviet era and the country's main contractor for work on the International Space Station. But on Tuesday, Russia's Interfax news agency quoted company chairman Vitaly Lapota as saying the company will be put into emergency administration to fight off bankruptcy. It was unclear if Russia's space program would be affected. The news comes as a major turnabout. As recently as April, Energia announced it was working on a new space transport system that could eventually lead to the industrial development of the moon. You know, it's almost enough to make you long for the Cold War days, when the Russians were always completely open and transparent about their economic health. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's part two of FAA Administrator Marion Blakey at Oshkosh. It includes her question and answer session with the audience. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You can find them on iTunes, Yahoo, and Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.